Having a criminal record complicates just about every part of a person's life in Washington State. It is possible to clear or vacate that conviction, but the process is off limits to most people. Now, state lawmakers are looking to change that. Their plan could make it easier for thousands of people in Washington to reintegrate into their communities. Reporter Max Wasserman recently spent time with one of those people.
Most days, Carolina Landa meets her son Zach as he gets off the school bus in front of their Olympia home. That's about where the predictability of the routine ends.
Depending on his mood, he might throw the backpack or give me a hug. Or
do you have any idea what he might do today?
I have a feeling he's going to be really still amped up. And one of the first things he's going to tell me is the movie.
Carolina is talking about a Scooby-Doo movie Zach has been obsessed with. Zach is 12. He's autistic and nonverbal, but fixates on movies, sometimes food, anything he feels he needs to be safe. Carolina can tell what's on his mind before he even steps off the bus.
Where's your backpack? Yeah, we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it on Tuesday. Okay, come on, come on, come on.
Then there are times when Carolina doesn't even know what's wrong with Zach. Sometimes he has really big meltdowns. That can happen at school where the teachers don't know him as well. Carolina thinks that if she were to be able to volunteer, things would be easier. But she can't. She's too afraid to apply.
Because that is the number one thing that happens with all of us that have been formerly incarcerated. It is always the criminal background. We go anywhere and are they going to do a criminal background? Because if they are, it's a no-go.
Carolina spent almost 4 years in prison for drug charges. The Olympia School District bans people with certain convictions from volunteering. But because of her charges, Carolina's case falls in a gray area. There's no guarantee whether her application would be approved. Having a criminal record makes basic things more complicated, like finding a place to live, getting insurance, or in Carolina's case, taking care of your kid. Now, a bipartisan proposal called the New Hope Act could help people like her leave behind their criminal past sooner. If it passes, the act would shorten the time some people have to wait before asking a judge to clear their record. It would also extend the option to some violent charges that aren't currently included. Margaret Love tracks criminal justice reform nationwide as the head of the Collateral Consequence Research Center. She says all but two states have recently passed laws helping formerly incarcerated people get back on their feet. It's part of a cycle. First, we pass policies that are hard on crime.
And then we realize that maybe we've been a little too tough on crime, and certain people have been caught up in the justice system that really deserve a second chance.
There are other reasons, too. For one, research suggests barriers for the formerly incarcerated can actually lead to more crime. Also, it's just bad economics to prevent people from getting jobs. That's the logic the Koch brothers, a pair of wealthy conservative donors, recently used when they sent someone to urge Republican state lawmakers to support reentry reform here.
So I think it's partly efficiency, it's partly public safety.
Since getting out of prison in 2014, Carolina has been working hard to get her life back on track. In June, she'll graduate from the Evergreen State College. When she's not in school, she advocates for criminal justice reform. What she really wants, though, is to be able to help her son at school.
And that way we can get to the bottom of the situation, the triggers, the problem, the stress. And it makes everyone happier if we can just figure this out as a team.
She might get that chance as the New Hope Act heads to the Senate. But there's still a ways to go. And there are some concerns about whether this addresses the whole issue. In Olympia, I'm Max Wasserman.